A study released by the Erie County Industrial Development Agency shows that its adaptive reuse program has been extremely successful. Since 2008, more than 50 derelict properties with more than 4 million square feet of vacant space have been redeveloped in Buffalo.
It's easy to lose sight of what those buildings looked like before when they were really blight and negatively impacting the community. And now, with great incentives, we've turned those properties into tax-generating properties and also improved neighborhoods.
Dottie Gallagher-Cohen, the Buffalo Niagara Partnership's president and CEO, says the ECIDA's incentives for adaptive reuse have paid back a tremendous dividend. Its $27 million in tax abatements leveraged $638 million in overall investment and created more than 1,800 permanent jobs and 4,500 construction jobs. But Gallagher-Cohen points out the report also raises concerns about the long-term viability of the projects given Buffalo's low rental rates.
Even though people are talking now about expensive apartments downtown, the fact of the matter is that our rents are at about 85% of the national average.
She says when developers took on the projects, they were hoping the market would improve before the credits expire. The report shows that even with incentives, the projects aren't making money now.
So we are really focused on making sure that everyone who's a part of the process understands that right now we don't need to put up any more gates for development. We need to be putting our foot on the gas and riding the momentum that we've seen in Buffalo as far as we can without putting additional restrictions on projects that are already challenging.
Gallagher-Cohen says it's true Buffalo is in a much better place than it was for decades, but she says the city's not out of the woods yet, and the ECIDA's adaptive reuse program needs to be kept intact. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.